Got Brian with us right now down in Nebraska. Not my brother Brian, but another Brian who farms in Nebraska. How you doing today, Brian?
Very good, very good. A little cold down here, but not too bad.
Yeah, I would say we're catching a pretty good cold spell and a lot of snow here at the tail end of the winter. And, you know, it's going to be a little challenge for guys trying to do stuff in the spring. Are you doing some strip-till, number one? And number two, do you try to do it in the fall or do you like to do it in the spring?
Well, actually, I do 100% strip-till now, and I've implemented a fall pass and a spring pass, and it seems to be working really well in my part of the country here.
That is interesting. Okay, I know, you know, when guys think of Nebraska, they think of corn, and I can only imagine all the corn residue. Is it a residue blowing over the row that's starting to create that need for the spring pass, or is it just to freshen things up, darken them up, and get a quicker start?
It's actually more for my fertilizer placement. I like to come in with my non-leachables in the fall and try to place them as deep as I can, you know, that 6 to 8 inches, so that I can get them available for the next year's crop, and then I come back in the spring and do a freshen up strip, and then put a good base rate of my nitrogen down and any other nutrients that I need for the year. So
very interesting. Okay, so you've been doing the strip till now for a while. Why did you get started in it, and what made you say, wow, I got to go 100%?
Well, residue management was probably my first thing. We were fighting a lot of trash, and then we switched to go to